USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Italy remains the current epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak and the death toll from it. Yesterday it surpassed 4,800 as over 800 people died as a result of the virus in just one day. More than 300 people in the U.S. have died from the coronavirus and more than 25,000 in this country are infected with it. The U.S. Senate's planning to begin procedural votes later today on a huge economic stimulus package to try to help the economy during this pandemic. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell late yesterday.
Small businesses all across the country have made it clear if they're going to keep their lights on and keep their employees on payroll, they need help, and they need it now.
The stimulus package will also reportedly include direct checks to most working Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump retweeting a message this morning from another government official saying that there is not going to be a nationwide coronavirus shutdown. The president retweeting a message first sent out on Friday by Acting Department of Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf, who had said contrary to rumors of a national shutdown coming, DHS has no plan to order any such thing. An earthquake damaging buildings in the capital of Croatia just hours ago. German seismologists say the magnitude was 5.3 and it damaged buildings and buried cars in rubble, also sparking fires. The quake sending people running into the streets. Several people were injured, including a 15-year-old boy who is reportedly in critical condition. Flowers and other items are piling up on Kenny Rogers' star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The pop and country music icon passed away late Friday in hospice at the age of 81. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
With predictions the coronavirus could impact America for the next several months, researchers are working hard to try to find a vaccine, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Dr. David Ho is leading a team of researchers at Columbia University hoping for a cure. On MSNBC, he was asked if it would be faster to use a current drug against the novel coronavirus.
Yes, for a licensed drug, then we could immediately apply it. But some of the drugs that are not yet licensed but have gone through human testing, for example, there's another drug called remdesivir, which is being tested. The rationale behind that usage is, in fact, higher in that remdesivir has been shown to have activity against the SARS coronavirus, which is highly related to COVID-19, and also against another coronavirus called MERS. And there are two large clinical trials that are ongoing in mainland China, and we should have readout in the near future. But repurposing a drug to be an effective agent against COVID-19, we would have to be very, very lucky. I think the most effective drugs are going to be newly discovered, and that's going to take time. As we previously discussed, that's likely to take a year, 18 months, or even 2 years.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.